From SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Hi, everyone. Happy Saturday here from the CSRA. Mitchell Speltz with you as we get set for the sixth game of this series between the Green Jackets and the Charleston River Dogs. Augusta has made it a series as they've won the last two games, including a 4-2 come-from-behind win yesterday as the offense took off late in the 6th, 7th, and 8th inning to get runs on the board and take the 4-2 win over Charleston. So now coming into this game tonight, Augusta can even up the series and force a rubber match tomorrow with a victory over Charleston. Antonio Jimenez will get the start for the River Dogs. He's been throwing the ball well for Charleston. He's 9-4, a 3.41 earned run average. He'll face Renry Rodriguez, who gets the ball for the Green Jackets. He's looking for a bit of a bounce back. Had a tough week in Fredericksburg on the road just a week ago, but he'll get the start today against Charleston. It'll be his second call against him. They're just under five innings, but no earned runs allowed against them in about a month's time back at the Joe. We've got a big game coming up tonight as the Green Jackets look to make it three in a row, and we're just getting started here on the On Deck Show built by TaxSlayer. We'll take a break and come on back with more after this on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We're back on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer. TaxSlayer, your refund is waiting. Now a deeper dive into the two starting pitchers for tonight. Charleston throws left-hander Antonio Jimenez, who will be making his fifth start of the year against Augusta. He's got a 3-0 win-loss record against the Green Jackets. Overall, he boasts a 9-4 record with a 3.41 ERA, 102 strikeouts and 92 and a third for the 21-year-old left-hander from the Dominican Republic. He'll face Renry Rodriguez, who had a bit of a tough week in Fredericksburg, especially in his last start on Sunday, where the Nationals knocked him out in the first inning after six runs on six hits, but he has proven to be a good starter when he can get that command and get those ground ball outs. The sinker baller will get the start for the Green Jackets. This will be his 13th total game of the season. He's appeared in a handful of starts in the Green Jackets in the second half of the season. And as mentioned, faced Charleston on the road back on July the 6th. Gave up just one unearned run in 4 2/3 with five strikeouts. We've got more to come yet here on the On Deck Show. We'll take a break and come back with our driver on the league after this on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Oh.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet. Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply. AU.
Rich and Svelte back with you from SRP Park as we continue on with the On Deck Show with our drive around the league presented by Easy Go as we look at some out-of-town scores. In the Carolina League, we've got a few games going on currently. One of them is in Kinston, North Carolina, where the Down East Wood Ducks hold a 4-3 lead over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 4 in the first for the Wood Ducks, 3 in the second for the Pelicans. It's a one-run game in the fourth. Down East has won the last three games of that series. Fayetteville's been a bit of a skid. They currently trail on the road to Carolina. It's a scoreless game, I beg your pardon. That's in the fourth inning. Woodpeckers have lost 8 consecutive games. At 6:05, the Red Hot Columbia Fireflies, who have won 8 straight games, will host Kannapolis. Salem hosts Delmarva at 6:05, and at 6:30, Fredericksburg is at Lynchburg. In the Braves ranks today, doubleheader in Rome as the Braves are hosting the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Game 1's in favor of the Braves. It's 2-1 in the top of the fourth. Game 2 will follow up that one as soon as it is done. Also today, Gwinnett is hosting Memphis. That game starts at 6:05. And in AA, Mississippi and Pensacola will play a doubleheader with the game 1 starting at 6:05 Eastern Time. The Braves are hosting the Houston Astros tonight in the World Series rematch. Braves won the opener of that series yesterday over the Astros. We are coming up on game number 6 of this series. Augusta looks to even things up with 3 consecutive wins. We've got the starting lineups for this 6th game coming up next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Augusta. The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
What's...
Coming up on the opening pitch. stretch of game number six of the seven-game series between the Green Jackets and the Charleston River Dogs. Let's meet the starting lineups for both clubs. First for Charleston, the current leader in the South Division at 28-18. They are 74-38 on the year. Leading off, designated hitter Shane Sasaki. Kirsten Williams bats second. He is at shortstop. In the three spot, second baseman Ryan Spikes. Willie Vasquez is the cleanup batter, playing third base. Batting fifth, right fielder O'Neill Mansueta. Nathan Perry bats sixth. He's at first base. In the seventh spot is the seventh center fielder, Dyer Castellanos. Julio Meza does the catching. He is batting eighth. And batting ninth, left fielder Christian Johnson. Again, for the River Dogs, it's Sasaki, Williams, Spikes, Vasquez, Mansueta, Perry, Castellanos, Meza, and Johnson. Starting pitcher for the River Dogs is left-hander Antonio Jimenez, 9-4 on the season. 3-4-1 is his earned run average. This will be his sixth appearance and third start against Augusta this season. And now for the Augusta Green Jackets, who are five games over 500 overall at 58-53. They are led by Nestor Perez, and they are currently 5.5 back of the River Dogs, at first place entering today. Leading off in left field is Caden Morton. Batting second is the second baseman E.J. Exposito. Batting third, third baseman David McCabe. Batting cleanup, catcher Adam Zabrowski. In the five spot is the designated hitter Justin Janis. Kevin Kilpatrick bats sixth in center field. In the seventh spot is the first baseman Braulio Vasquez. Ethan Werkinger bats eighth. He's in right field. And in the ninth spot is shortstop Francisco Floyd. Once again for Augusta, it's Morton, Exposito, McCabe, Zabrowski, Janis, Kilpatrick, Vasquez, Werkinger, and Floyd. The starting pitcher for the Green Jackets in game number six, is Rainery Rodriguez, 2-3 with a 5.72 ERA with the Green Jackets this year. And now for the umpiring crew behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes is Corey Gerber. Nobuki Yasuda is on the base paths to make it the two-man umpiring crew. Green Jackets' seven-day injured list looks like this. Currently two right-handers are on it, A.J. Smith-Shawver and Jordano Perez. Both were placed on it back on Tuesday. We've got the sixth game of this series coming up. Augusta looking to make it three in a row and force a Sunday rubber match here in North Augusta. Game one, or I should say opening pitch of game six. Green Jackets, River Dogs. It's next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
We're ready for some Saturday night baseball in the CSRA. Mitchell Spelch with you as the Green Jackets get set to battle the Charleston River Dogs for the 6th time this week. Augusta's won the last 2, a win tonight, and they will force a rubber match for decisive Game 7 tomorrow. In a series, Augusta's looking to win and stay in second half of playoff contention. As they look to do that, they'll turn to right-hander Rainery Rodriguez, will be making his 13th appearance of the season. He'll be making most of the starts with the Green Jackets. This will be his 9th. As he takes the mound, he'll face Charleston for the 2nd time this year. Here's the starting lineup for Charleston. Shane Suzuki leads it off, followed by Kirsten Williams and Ryan Spikes. Willie Vasquez, O'Neill Mansueta, and Nathan Perry in the middle. Tyler Castellanos and Julio Meza, Christian Johnson are the bottom 3 for the River Dogs. Defensive lineman for Augusta in this game. In left field is Caden Morton. Kevin Kilpatrick is in center, with the right fielder being Ethan Werkinger. Around the horn on the infield from third to first, it's David McCabe, Francisco Floyd, E.J. Exposito, and Braulio Vasquez. Adam Zabrowski hangs the signs for right-hander Rainery Rodriguez. And we are set to go for some baseball. Corey Gerber calls the balls and strikes. Nobuki Yasuda is on the base paths. Green Jackets are in the Braves BuzzFest red uniforms here tonight, with the red uniforms, blue and numbers and lettering, white trim, white pants, blue ball caps, navy blue roadies for to the River Dogs tonight, Holy City uniforms, gray pants, blue caps, and we're set to go. First pitch from Rainery Rodriguez will drop just a little bit outside, and off we go. As Sasaki gets up in the count, 1-0, no strikes. That's the sinker bowler, Rainery Rodriguez. 1-0 pitch as that one shot down the third baseline, but just foul. Yeah, Sasaki got on top of one. 1-1 and one strike. Green Jackets coming off a 4-2 win yesterday. Down 2-0 entering the bottom of the 6th inning. Scored 2 in the bottom half to tie it. Took the lead in the 7th. Add-on run in the 8th off an error. And able to hold on. It was an excellent night for the Augusta pitching staff. Break-even pitch. A swing and a liner deep to left. Back goes Morton. He turns around, and it's a leadoff home run for Shane Sasaki. His fourth of the year, and on the third pitch of the game, Charleston has a 1-0 lead here in the first inning. Just the start they were looking for. They've been getting off the good starts all week, and they wanted to win the first three. Augusta's won the last two, but that's the good way to get things going for them, as it's 1-0 River Dogs here in the first. For a guy who has a lot of speed like Sasaki, he's also got a little pop in that bat. Fourth home run, now 43 driven in, 1-0 Charleston. Here's Carson Williams. Rodriguez's first pitch to the shortstop is lifted in the air, foul. Braulio Vasquez will chase after it, but it's out of play. No balls and one strike. Dealing game conditions at the opening pitch. One of the hotter games for the series. 89 degrees and sunny. A little humidity making it feel like it's 95. Had a lot of rain here this week. It hasn't postponed anything. Had the slight delay yesterday as the 0-1 pitch is lasered to left center. And this one will get down in front of Kevin Kilpatrick for a base hit. So a couple of hard hit balls for the River Dogs to start off the night. A home run by Sasaki and a long single by Williams. Not what Henry Rodriguez is looking for here. Had the tough start back on Sunday against Fredericksburg in that road trip and series finale in Fredericksburg. Nationals knocked him out of the game after just two-thirds of an inning. Six runs, six hits. Looking for a bit of a bounce back. He's more of a contact pitcher, not going to strike out a ton. As he faces Ryan Spikes in the three spot here today. First pitch to him will be a strike. Bullseye with the heater by Rodriguez. It's 0-1. And a guy, when he gets on a roll, he can be a dangerous man on the mound, and he has shown that. A guy who can get a lot of contact, mostly ground balls when he's in his groove. 0-1. A check swing, missed inside, a knuckler that time from Rodriguez as he got a little clutch from Spikes on ball, one strike. And Rodriguez would love to get a double play ball. He does get the ball on the ground, so he can be very capable of working himself out of an early spot like this. Break-even pitch. A swing and a grounder to third. McCabe has it on two hops. Tulls the second out there. On to first. It's wide and not going to get him. Exposito threw him off the bag, and as a result, Spikes will reach, but they do get the lead out at second. As McCabe got it over there in time to get Williams. But a fielder's choice puts Spikes aboard, and now it's Willie Vasquez. 1-0 Charleston here in the top of the first, still a long way to go. Now score one to win anyway. Green Jackets enter today 5.5 back of Charleston for first place in the South Division. Mentioned at the top of the series that it felt like a series that Augusta had to win to really stay within arm's length, as the first pitch to Vasquez is a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Green Jackets have gained two of those games back they lost after dropping the first three of the series. But now Charleston trying to fend off Columbia, who's right on their heels. A throw to first, and back with a dive is Spikes as he gets the hand in there on the head first dive. And the Fireflies have won eight games in a row, and as a result, they are just a game and a half back of the River Dogs. On the final four games in Myrtle Beach, they've won the first four of their current series at Kannapolis, or home against Kannapolis, rather. 0-1 pitch, a big bouncer to the mound. Rodriguez will pick it up, fire on to first, and they'll get Vasquez there. As Braulio Vasquez makes the catch, Willie Vasquez is out, and there are two gone. A rubber ball bouncing right in front of the mound, but Rodriguez didn't panic with it. Makes the play, 1-3 on the putout, and now it's O'Neill Manzueta. As remains 1-0 lead for Charleston. Green Jackets yesterday got a strong start from Luis Vargas, who went just shy of six innings through 5 2/3. Two runs on four hits. Just shy of that quality outing as Rodriguez a couple looks to second. The pitch is good on the outside corner. And it's 0-1. And the same thing for Charleston. J.J. Goss did not give up a run until his final inning in the sixth, when Stephen Pellini was able to force one in with a triple, then scored on a wild pitch. That made it a 2-2 game. A couple checks a second. The 0-1 pitch is good, but down low. Good spot by Rodriguez, though, on a sinker, and it's 1-1. And the bullpen for Augusta, very effective right last night. 2 1/3 scoreless for Rob Griswold. Juan Mateo, a perfect ninth for his fourth save. Break-even pitch on Zueda. Swings and misses. Waved at a spinner by Rodriguez. 1-2. Dangerous power hitter who's been a little quiet in this series. Does have an RBI. 5-for-15 through the first handful of games. Not a whole lot of damage he's done so far. Inside move to second. Quick throw, and that one will get under the glove of Exposito in into shallow center. Up to third base goes Ryan Spikes, as that'll be an error on somebody as an errant throw goes back into the infield, but Rodriguez will track it down. Haven't seen a whole lot of that lately. Augusta's been playing some good defense. Did not have an error yesterday. 34 errorless games now on the season, and Rodriguez going to hope that doesn't come back to haunt him, as that one snuck under the glove of E.J. Exposito, who's at second today. Keyshawn Ogans gets a day off from the lineup. He's been swinging a good bat. Ball one and strike two. Rodriguez looks over to third. Kicks and throws. A grounder towards there. McCabe on two hops. Will pick it up. Plenty of time as he fires on to first. He'll take care of Mansueta, and that is the inning. River Dogs do get one, though, on the leadoff home run by Shane Suzuki. And through a half inning, it's Charleston 1. Augusta coming up on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. It's a great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Nothing River Dogs after a half inning of play as Shane Suzuki spots Antonio Jimenez, the starter for the River Dogs, in early lead after the leadoff home run to start the game. Jimenez is making his 18th start of the year, his 23rd overall appearance. He's putting together a strong campaign with the River Dogs. 9-4-3, 41 earned run average. This is the fifth time he has seen the Green Jackets this year. Here's the starting lineup. Nestor Perez lines up today against the left-hander. Right-handed stack throughout the starting nine. Kaden Morton, E.J. Exposito, David McCabe at the top. Adam Zabrowski, Justin Janis, Kevin Kilpatrick in the middle. Braulio Vasquez, Ethan Werkinger, and Francisco Flores, the bottom three. First pitch to Morton is on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. A run on two hits in the first for the River Dogs, but Rodriguez settled down nicely, got the final three guys. As the 0-1 pitches a check swing, they ask down at first. Ibuki Yasuda said he did not go. 1-1. Green Jackets wearing the red uniforms for the second time this week. Also wore them back on Thursday for a game. Break-even pitch is on the outside corner. As Jimenez spins one there, and the count is 1-2. I didn't wear them yesterday because of the Sweetwater night. That game they picked up the 4-2 win, and now a rare Saturday night appearance with the Braves red theme uniforms. Normal straight-up defense for the River Dogs against Kaden Morton. 1-2 pitch, a swing and a foul out of play. And it's a 1-2 count still. The Green Jacket left fielder. I'll get you the defense for Charleston in just a second. As Morton looking to put himself aboard to start the game. 1-2, a swing and a liner to right. Coming in, Mansueta had a late jump on it, and he will get there in time and make the catch. As that one hung up just long enough for him to make the grab on Morton, and there is one away. Here's the defense for the River Dogs. In left field today is Christian Johnson. Tyler Castellanos is the center fielder with O'Neal Mansueta in right. Willie Vasquez at the hot corner at third. Carson Williams once again at short with Ryan Spikes back in the lineup at second. First baseman is Nathan Perry. Julio Meza does the catching today for Antonio Jimenez. First pitch to E.J. Exposito is up and away. One ball and no strikes to the Green Jackets second baseman. There's one hit in the series for him so far, but that was a home run back on Wednesday. Looking to break it out here against Jimenez as he takes the strike. Southpaw whistles in a fastball right along the outside part. One ball and one strike. As the young 21-year-old left-hander rocks back and deals the break even, and a swing and a miss by Exposito. Got it out in front of a changeup. One ball and two strikes. Third start for Jimenez against Augusta. Has three winning decisions against the Green Jackets. At the 1-2 is off the end and foul to the right side. It will get into the seats. One ball and two strikes. Now Jimenez has been a hot pitcher as of late for Charleston as the 1-2 pitch is hit well. Deep left center field. Well, Castellanos goes back to the track. He'll have room as he runs it just by the wall. Exposito gave that one a ride, but to the deepest part of SRP Park, and he's allowed out number two here in the first. So a couple fly ball outs to start the night for Augusta as Exposito just missed one off the trademark. And now David McCabe. First pitch to McCabe, a wave and a miss, and it's 0-1. Now Jimenez going over his last five starts, has only given up one earned run. That was against Down East on July the 31st. Otherwise, nothing in two starts last week against Lynchburg as the pitch misses in the dirt. One ball, one strike. And he's been very effective as of late. ERA of 0 currently in the month of August. Break even pitch, a swing and a miss by McCabe. 1-2. And a very sharp 242 in July, so he's put together a very nice run, really since the All-Star break. A 1-2, a swing and a floater towards short, and jumping up to make the catch is Carson Williams. Doc spun right into his glove, and that's 1-2-3 inning for Jimenez. We head to the second inning. It is a 1-0 lead for Charleston on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit WOWWay.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Back with you from SRP Park, top of the second inning. It is a 1-0 lead for the River Dogs after the leadoff home run by Shane Sasaki on the third pitch of the game. Rainier Rodriguez, after a hit to Carson Williams, got the next three batters and now faces the left-handed hitting Nathan Perry. Pull shift is on for him. First pitch as he tries to bunt, he could not pull back on a drag attempt. And that's going to be 0-1. Tried to shove one down that third base side. McCabe now backs up a few steps at third. And we'll see if they try that again. The 0-1 pitch from Rodriguez is a ball down and in. Didn't miss by much as he missed with the sinker. One ball, one strike. Rodriguez not a hard thrower. He'll look for contact more often than not. Break-even pitch. A swing and a liner to the left. Moving over into the alley is Caden Morton, and he'll make the catch. And that's the first out of the second. Hit one just off the end as it twisted right into his glove. Fourth straight put away by Rodriguez, and now it's Dywar Castellanos. Orton Kilpatrick and Ethan Werkinger, the outfield trio here today from left to right. Orton's moved all the way around the outfield in this series, playing in his third spot. Something you see regularly from him as the pitch to Castellanos is lifted in the air to left. Caden Morton's going to have another opportunity. He'll make the catch. Two pitches, two putouts by Morton. And now Rodriguez has a chance for a 1-2-3 inning.
Catcher, number 16, Julio Mesa.
It's a lot of contact like that from Rodriguez that has put him in spots to go deep into games. Didn't really happen for him in the last series against Fredericksburg, but did have a good start on the road in Delmarva on that road trip as the pitch is down and away. One ball, no strikes. Rodriguez started the series opener of that 12-game road trip and had a quality start. Six innings, two runs as the pitch is tapped foul behind home by Meza, and it's 0-1. Has a couple of those quality starts this year. Also had one against Fredericksburg in a series Augusta won here, four of six games. As after that start, Fredericksburg got a lot of good looks at Rodriguez and knocked him around a little bit as the 1-1 pitch is up and away, 2-1. That's always the challenge in Rodriguez. In a lot of the situations he's worked in since joining the team, he's been the Tuesday-Sunday starter. As the 2-1 is bounced to the third, McCabe plays the in-between hop. Nice hands, nice throw, inning is over. 5-3 on the final putout, along with a couple of fly balls to left, and Rodriguez has retired to six in a row. We head to the bottom of the second. It's a 1-0 lead for the River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Bottom half of the second here from SRP Park. Antonio Jimenez after a quick 1-2-3 inning for him in the first, where he threw 14 pitches. Now gets the middle third of the Green Jacket order. Adam Zabrowski will lead it off. As Jimenez will rock back, deal the pitch, and Zabrowski took one down and away. One ball, no strikes to the Green Jacket catcher. Nestor Perez stacking the lineup full of right-handers today. 1-0 is high, and it's 2-0. Seven righties, a switch hitter, and David McCabe, and one left-hander who's on deck, and Justin Janis. He's been tough bat to take out of the lineup recently with the way he has swung it. 2-0 the count. Jimenez kicks and deals as Zabrowski takes one low. Three balls, no strikes. If there's one thing about Jimenez, he's been very sharp as of late, but has had the tendency at times to walk you. Green Jackets have feasted at times on those free passes. He's walked 45 this year. The 3-0 pitch will catch the outside corner, and it's 3-1. And overall, and that command is sharp for Jimenez, he is very effective. 3-1 pitch, Zabrowski fouls one back our direction and out of play. Three balls and two strikes. Two starts this year for Jimenez where he's walked five. One of them came against Augusta back on the 4th of July as that one is on the outside corner. And Zabrowski goes down looking. First strikeout for Jimenez. He comes back from 3-0 to get Zabrowski. And there's one away for Justin Janis. Green Jackets still looking for their first base runner. They haven't had a whole lot of hits in this series. Had just six yesterday in the 4-2 win. Also had six in their victory on Thursday night in the doubleheader. First pitch to Janis is going to miss the inside corner. It is 1-0. In three of the six games, Augusta has finished with six hits. That's the most they've had this week in any given game. 1-0 pitch is strike one. And Jimenez whistles one out of the corner. It's 1-1. This will be a good night to keep that bat momentum going. Break-even pitch. Janis got tied up on one. Good pitch by Jimenez as he worked him inside. One ball and two strikes as there's a pull shift down for Charleston. Janis very good to all fields. As a 1-2 pitch is fisted foul down near left. As that'll hop into the seats. And Janis had a key leadoff double in the seventh inning last night as he went down the third baseline. Put himself into scoring position. He'd eventually score the winning run in that inning. 1-2 pitch is chopped towards shortstop. It's Carson Williams who will glove and take care of Janis. On a sharp throw over the first, he runs towards the dugout. Forgot there were two outs. He'll shake his head and say, my bad on that. Happens to all of us. 5-5 down for Jimenez to start, and now it's Kevin Kilpatrick. First pitch to Kilpatrick is going to come inside as he missed with a changeup. 1-0. 1-0 River Dogs here in the bottom half of the second. And for the leadoff home run by Shane Sasaki to start off the night. 1-0 pitch is grounded up the middle, and that's a base hit for Kilpatrick. Barrels one up, sends it back where it came from. First hit of the night for Augusta comes from their 17th round pick. And I see a lot of these young men for the final 20 games of the season, counting tonight. 19 to go. Now in this one, as Braulio Vasquez comes up with Kevin Kilpatrick now at first. A guy who has very much enjoyed facing left-handed pitching. As he gets the call at first base today. Been a few weeks since he last played that first base spot as the first pitch to Braulio is outside a ball, 1-0. Saw him make a start in right field a few nights ago in that doubleheader and had an incredible outfield assist. Vasquez has a tremendous throwing arm. You don't see it a whole lot because he's playing first base most of the time. As the 1-0 is going to float out of the outside corner from Jimenez and the count evens at one. Now you can never really tell how good a throwing arm for somebody is over at first base because you don't really throw the ball that much. You're mostly catching it. If anything, you're just flipping it to first. Break-even pitch is grounded to the right side. Perfect hit or run as they'll go into right center. Kilpatrick on the move. He'll stop at third as there's another hit for Vasquez. Went with a traditional hit and run as Kilpatrick was moving on the pitch. He rolled it right past him as Spikes was moving towards second to cover the bag. Back-to-back two-out hits for Augusta. And now Ethan Werkinger. Let's see if he can tie this up. Werkinger looking for his first hit as a Green Jacket. Did draw a couple of walks in each of the games on Thursday. First pitch coming is a strike from Jimenez. As he slings a fastball in there. Good speed at both bases. Kilpatrick over at third. Vasquez might try and take one at first if he can get a good jump. At the lefty, Jimenez pitching. He'll throw over there instead, and Vasquez is back standing up. Rarely will you ever see a runner at first against the left-hander get a huge primary lead. That's before the pitch is thrown. If anything, you try and jump it on the secondary. Pitchers are pretty committed to going home. 0-1 is on the outside corner. Pins it right there with a heater, and it's 0-2. But the further you are off the bag from first, the more likely it is that left-hander is going to throw over. But if you minimize it, there really isn't a reason for it, and that's when you take off before they can throw over. He's running. 0-2 pitches lined to right. That's a base hit for Werkinger. Kilpatrick will score. Hustling for third is Vasquez. They're going to send him home, and he's going to score. It's a two-run base knock for Ethan Werkinger, and it's 2-1 Augusta in the bottom half of the second. Another hit and run pulled off this inning, and Werkinger, as a result, gets two RBIs. And he ends up at second base. But three straight hits off Jimenez with two outs, and Augusta has the lead as Francisco Foy comes up. Now that's probably going to be a double for Werkinger as he was going all the way towards it. But most importantly, he brings home Kilpatrick and Vasquez on a ground ball into the gap. First pitch to Floyd is popped up a mile high, foul territory near the dugout for Charleston, and it's out of play. No balls and a strike. Got on an 0-2 pitch as well for Werkinger. And those hit and runs are not easy, folks. It's not just hitting the ball with the runner on the move. You're supposed to push it to the opposite field. In the instance of Werkinger, the runner who's heading towards second is going to have the second baseman coming over to cover the bag. That's traditionally how they teach it, where the opposite side guy is going to cover the base as Floyd swings through one in the dirt, and it's 0-2. But because Spikes was moving towards second, where he was initially was vacated. And that's where Werkinger and Vasquez grounded their balls through to get those hits. Count is 0-2 again for Jimenez. The pitch to Francisco Floyd's a swing and a miss. And he'll strike him out to end the inning, but not before Augusta does some two-out damage. A two-run double makes it 2-1 Augusta as we head to the third on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Jackets have the lead as we play in the top of the third. A two-out, two-run double by Ethan Werkinger. Scores both Kevin Kilpatrick and Braulio Vasquez. First pitch to Christian Johnson is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. As Rodriguez has been a nice little roll here, he's retired six in a row after the first couple reached on him. Starts it off with the nine-hitter, Christian Johnson, as the 0-1 pitch is fouled back right over the top of us. And it's quickly 0-2 to the left fielder, Johnson. Making his second start of the series. O-2 pitch is down and away. One ball and two strikes. Rodriguez looking for a seventh straight man retired. 1-2. A jam shot pop up to first. Braulio Vasquez will catch the hot air balloon, and that is out number one. A knuckler right on his hands, and Rodriguez has now put down seven straight River Dogs. And now faces the one man who's done some damage on him, and Shane Sasaki, who led this game off with a home run. It was on the third pitch he saw. On a 1-1 count, Rodriguez gave him a good one to hit, and Sasaki knocked his fourth home run of the year over the left field fence. First pitch to Sasaki will come inside, and it misses to the DH today for Charleston. Gets a day off from the field. 1-0, A swing and a screamer foul down the left field side, and that one will bounce out of play. And Rodriguez evens up the count as some fans out there go devour that free souvenir. Break-even pitch is down and in again. Two balls, one strike to Sasaki, a guy who has been a Green Jacket killer this year. Now, it's his first home run against Augusta, but his 10th extra base hit. He's got nine doubles as well. 2-1. He is outside, tailing fastball from Rodriguez. It's 3-1. A pair of dangerous hitters to start the order for Charleston, with Sasaki and Williams as the top two. Both have hits already today. 3-1. A swing and a foul back as Sasaki took a big cut at one. Count is filled up. Rodriguez now trying to make it 8 in a row. Getting into that groove. 30 pitches, 21 strikes for Rainery. 3-2. A pop-up in the shallow center. Kevin Kilpatrick will have a lazy fly ball. He'll attend two, and he'll give way to his right fielder, Werkinger, instead. Looked like Kilpatrick was there, but then that one kind of blowing in on him. Werkinger was able to charge it and make the catch. As long as somebody gets to it. Wind is pretty modest today, but it was blowing in pretty hard towards right field at that exact moment. Take it that direction, might stay in the ballpark if you get a hold of one. Two away for Carson Williams. First pitch will miss outside to him, about belt high. 2-1 Augusta here in the top half of the third here from SRP Park. Got a good, strong crowd here tonight. 1-0 pitch is good for a strike. As he blazes in the fastball, one ball, one strike. Still got some room for you, though. Looking for something to do on this nice Saturday night in August. Break-even pitch. A chopper foul by Williams. Right behind home. It's 1-2. Only 7 home games left after this one. Series finale tomorrow. Green Jackets will go on the road to Myrtle Beach for the next week. And then we'll host the Salem Red Sox as they'll face them for the first time ever. Starting at the end of August, the 30th. 1-2. Another foul back by Williams. Hanging tough in there against Rodriguez as the count remains 1-2. And they'll finish up at Kannapolis, who's been scuffling. They've lost the first 4 games of their series in Columbia, but they lead them 2-1 now. 1-2 pitches off the end of the bat and floated foul. First base side, this one will get out of play as the count stays at 1-2 to the Charleston shortstop. But with the 2 losses Charleston has taken in the last 2 games, the Fireflies have gained 2 games on them. Columbia has won 8 straight, going back to last week against Myrtle Beach and now this week against Kannapolis. 1-2 pitch, half swing, could not hold up. And Rodriguez wipes out Williams with a slider. 3 strong innings for Rodriguez. He has retired 9 straight River Dogs. 2.5 complete. Green Jackets 2, River Dogs 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Augusta, bottom half of inning number 3 here from North Augusta. Green Jackets are going for a third straight win against Charleston. If they can do that, we'll have a rubber match tomorrow night. Green Jackets looking to win three straight in this series. First pitch to Caden Morton is a tapper foul just to the left of home. And it's 0-1. First time these two teams matched up here in the middle of June. Augusta won the first three games of the series, but Charleston won the final three. Augusta trying to replicate that process, put themselves in position to win a series tomorrow as the 0-1 pitch is swung through and missed. It's 0-2. Working with a 2-1 lead here early as Shane Suzuki leadoff home run in the first. And a two-run double by Ethan Werkinger in the second has put Augusta up by a single tally. 0-2 pitches outside from Antonio Jimenez, and it's 1-2. All of Augusta's damage last inning came with two outs on three straight hits by Kilpatrick, Vasquez, and Werkinger. 1-2. A slow bouncer foul that'll trickle down the third base side. And the count stays 1-2 to Caden Morton. And most impressively, going back to that last inning, the latter two hits against Jimenez were hit and runs. Opposite field hits by Vasquez and Werkinger to the right side. As Morton will call for time, slow down Jimenez a bit. Now Caden back in the leadoff spot today. He's been mostly the number nine hitter for Augusta. He's been very comfortable in that role. 1-2. He is outside. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. And that one's in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes as Jimenez now forced to throw a full bow pitch to Morton. Next toss for Jimenez will be his 40th of the night as he works in the fourth. Or third, I beg your pardon. 3-2. A swing and a foul right to our left as that one will pinball back off the wire into the first few rows. Another one of those semi-close calls up here, but some fan made a nice catch down there. And Morton will see an eighth pitch of this at-bat from Antonio Jimenez. 3-2. Is up and away, and Caden Morton will work the free ride to start the third. That's a nice patient at bat right there. Fell behind, but didn't chase anything bad outside the zone. And it's the first walk issued by Jimenez today. And it brings up E.J. Exposito. As Exposito digs in from the right side. A good base runner at first in Caden Morton. Now Schroeder coaching over there for Augustin. Astor Perez is at third as usual. As the first pitch to EJ is up and away. One ball, no strikes to the Green Jackets second baseman. Had a near miss on a home run back in the first. Sent one to the warning track in left center. 395 straight away here. 330 down the left field line. That's where the most home runs have come as Jimenez tosses over to first. And Morton back standing up. Didn't have a huge lead over there. 318 down the right field line, but you got to get a little more elevation on it. You got the tax layer terrace, so you have to clear that. If you hit it below it, it'll hit off the cage and come back into play, unless you go further left. 1-0 pitch is off the outside. A hook from Jimenez, and out to the mound. Now comes Julio Meza to talk with him. And that's where you go back to that Caden Morton at bat, where it has a lasting effect in the game, and sometimes short term, might even affect the long term as well, but a lot of pitches exhausted by Jimenez in that instance, and he did not record an out. That's where you get those high pitch counts in the single inning and may make a team go to their bullpen early. Green Jackets yesterday used three pitchers. Same thing for Charleston. 2-0. It's in the dirt. Meza keeps it in front. Morton's running for second. He'll throw it down there. And Caden's in there. The head first dive as that one pops out of the glove of Ryan Spikes. And Caden Morton will take second on a wild pitch. As soon as that hit the dirt, he was running. And it pays off as he's now in scoring position. The count is 3-0 to E.J. Exposito. He's had some big moments early on. He'll get a good pitch. You bet he'll have the green light at it. Master Perez will give it to just about all of his hitters. He wants them to go up there and take a good hack if it's there. 3-0. He swings away, and he came up empty. A big cut by Exposito. So So 3-1 count. Jimenez looking to avoid the walk, and there is another big swing and a miss. Similar cuts by Exposito, unable to make contact. And Jimenez from 3-0 down makes it 3-2. It's his third three-ball count of the game. First one got a strikeout. Second one just walked Morton. 3-2. A swing and a fister foul down the right field side as he muscles one into the seats. 3-2 still. Another long battle for Jimenez. His next pitch will be number 8. An inside move to second, but Morton will walk it back to the bag. And now it becomes one of those imperative moments where Jimenez feels like he's got to get Exposito based on the pitch count alone. 3-2. A swing and a miss, and he struck him out. Got him to go after a high fastball. Might have been ball 4. But in that protection zone as a hitter with 2 strikes, and you have to expand. And just wasn't able to come up with it. So big first out for Jimenez after another long bout at the plate. Has thrown over 15 pitches here in his third inning of work. He's now thrown 50 for the game. And now David McCabe with Caden Morton still in scoring position with Augusta up by 1. And the pitch is outside to the switch hitting third baseman. Haven't seen McCabe much as a right-handed hitter, as in most of his work so far from the left side of the plate. 1-0 is a check swing, but delayed off one in the dirt. Low clutch, but no swing. 2-0. McCabe only has 3 at-bats so far prior to tonight from the left side. He is 0-3. Does have an RBI, though. Came in a sack fly in his first game at Fredericksburg. 2-0 pitch, a swing and a foul into the mid of Meza. And a healthy cut by McCabe. 2 balls and a strike. And he's been very productive upon his arrival here. 4th round pick out of Charlotte. 1 home run. 9 driven in. That homer came back in the opener on Tuesday. 2-1. A swing and a scorcher to right field. Over is Mansueta. He'll make the catch as that one was smoked off the bat. But he sent it right to the River Dog right fielder, who got over into the gap in a hurry with a slight shift on, and it mattered for him. Got there in comfortable fashion. Okay, will camp under and make the catch. He's also got a good arm out there, so Morton doesn't try to tag. Ends up being out number 2. And now it's up to Adam Zabrowski. But seeing a lot of hard hit balls to the opposite field for Augusta here in the first third of this game, as the pitch is on the outside corner to Zabrowski on a heater by Jimenez. 0-1. Kevin Kilpatrick had the first hit. That went back up the middle last inning, but then Vasquez and Werkinger pushed theirs into right. The 0-1. A swing and a rocket to left. That's a hit for Zabrowski. They're going to wave home Morton. He's going to score with ease. And the Green Jackets are up by 2 on an RBI single by Adam Zabrowski. The leadoff walk comes around to get Antonio Jimenez as Adam Zabrowski cashes in for his 53rd RBI of the year. And it's 3 unanswered by Augusta.
Designated hitter, number 38, Justin Jettis.
Not quite to the opposite field, but it all works the same. As Morton, who moved up to second on that wild pitch, makes it worthwhile as he scores with no throw. And now Zabrowski at first, Justin Jettis the hitter with 2 outs. As the pitch coming is down and away. As Jimenez swings one off the plate. Mostly straight up defense for the River Dogs against Jettis. Augusta up 3-1 here in the third. The pitch is inside. And right around the knuckles. 2 balls, no strikes. Jettis trying to keep this inning going. All 3 runs for Augusta have scored with 2 outs. The 2-0 is down and away. They'll pop off the glove of Meza, and Zabrowski will take second base. That one will probably go down as a pass ball for Meza. Looked like he probably should have caught that one. And now another runner in scoring position, and this will lead to a mound visit for the River Dogs as the pitching coach is out to talk with Antonio Jimenez. Another 3-ball count for Jimenez. This is his third this inning. Had one against Caden Morton. He walked him. Was down 3-0 EJ Exposito before he struck him out. Two of the three Ks for Jimenez today have come when he were down 3-0 in the count, and he battled all the way back. So nonetheless, a lot of pitches used to get the K. And now is down 3-0 to Justin Janis with Kevin Kilpatrick waiting to hit next. Three balls and no strikes as Zabrowski leads off of second. 3-0. Janis swings away and sprays one into the netting. Another 3-0 green light. Three balls and a strike. As a fan, you watch the game and you think conventional wisdom tells you why you swing in 3-0, but winning's an important part at this level, but so is development. That's the most important thing, and you'd rather see a guy up there try and swing and get a hit rather than get walked. As the pitch comes inside, that'll walk Janis anyway. Five pitch base on balls for Jimenez as he puts Janis aboard with two outs. And now Kevin Kilpatrick.
Center fielder number 14, Kevin Kilpatrick.
That was a conversation I had with Nestor Perez about a month ago, and he told me that winning is somewhat secondary. Of course, you want to win, and it's a byproduct of developing players. If they are playing well, they're trending the right way, the wins will come, and that's a good example for both these teams this year. They're both over 500. At the pitch, too, Kilpatrick is fly to right but foul, as that'll get out of play. No balls and a strike. There is some early action in the bullpen now for the River Dogs. Right-hander Anudi Cortereal is up. He just started throwing as Jimenez is now over 60 pitches. As the count is 0-1 to Kilpatrick, Zabrowski at second and Janis at first. The 0-1. A check swing missed down and away. And a breaking ball from the left-hander. It's 1-1. But when you're doing your job as a coach and staff, and these guys are getting better, the wins come. We've seen from April until now a lot of these Green Jacket players who are mostly in Rome now, a good portion of their position players have made that advance to the next level. Break even pitch, a swing and a miss by Kilpatrick. It's 1-2. When you get that call up, that's the ultimate sign as a manager and a coaching staff that you're doing your job. Of course, as a fan of the team, you'd love to have those guys stick around, but ultimately the end goal is to get to the Major League club, and for the Green Jackets, that's Atlanta. The Braves, who have a very good organization, as the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, and Jimenez strikes out Kilpatrick to end the inning. Now Tanner gets a couple of Ks, but he faced six, gave up a run on a hit, and we head to the top of the fourth. It is now Augusta 3, Charleston 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Great smile. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit WOWWay.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Matchup between the Braves and the Rays. It's 3-1 Green Jackets in the top of the fourth. Three unanswered for Augusta after a leadoff home run by Shane Sasaki to start the game. First pitch to Ryan Spikes is down and in as he came in with an off-speed pitch. 1-0 to Spikes. Rodriguez on the groove right now as the 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. Count out in front of a changeup. One ball, one strike. Rodriguez has retired 9 in a row after the first two reached on him to start the game. The home run, the sharp single by Carson Williams. 1-1 is on the outside corner. Caught the edge with the sinker. One ball and two strikes. Normal straight-up defense for the three-hitter, Spikes, who hit into a fielder's choice his last time up. A 1-2. A swing and a fly ball to right. Twisting near the line. Ethan Werkinger should have room on it. Back deep in the corner. He will make the catch, and that's out number one. Kept on carrying back towards that corner in right field where the wall gets significantly higher, and you hear those footsteps as you get onto the track a little bit. And able to make the catch. 10 straight now in a row for Rodriguez.
Third baseman, Willie Vasquez.
Now the cleanup batter, Willie Vasquez of Augusta, leads it by two. The first pitch to him is grounded to third. Backhanded stop by David McCabe. Over the top throw to first, and he'll take care of his counterpart with an F3. Or a 5-3, I should say. Two up, two down on consecutive pitches for Rodriguez. Second time Vasquez is grounded out in this game. 42 pitches for Rainery. He has thrown 31 for strikes, and he has recorded 11 outs, all now consecutive. As here's O'Neill Manzueta. Righty on righty. First pitch to him is hit well in the air to center. Kilpatrick gets back in front of the track and will circle underneath. Make the catch, and that is the inning. Another quick one for Rainery Rodriguez. 12 straight retired, and he is on a roll. We are through 3.5. It's Augusta 3 at Charleston 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Rodriguez, 12 straight River Dogs put down in a row. It's a 3-1 lead for Augusta as Braulio Vasquez leads it off in the bottom of the fourth, and he fouls off the first pitch just to our right. As it gets out of play, no balls and a strike. Oh, 1. A grounder to third. Backhand step by Vasquez. It's under his glove and down into the left field corner. Vasquez will glide into second, and Braulio will hold up there as he sneaks on by Willie Vasquez, and a big chop back towards the dugout as Augusta has the leadoff man aboard. Second hit for Vasquez. A single and now a double, and now it's Ethan Werkinger. Ethan Werkinger, who just drove in 2 in his last at-bat, has another runner standing in scoring position. First pitch to the right fielder is a swing and a miss. No balls and a strike. His third start in a Green Jacket uniform was called up earlier this week, back on Tuesday. The pitch is fisted foul down the right field side. as he sends one into the first base side seats. It's quickly 0-2. The same count he had last time up in the second before he went the opposite way with one to score two runners, both Braulio Vasquez and Kevin Kilpatrick. The 0-2, a swing and a miss. This time Jimenez got him on three as he pulled the string. That's his fifth strikeout. And there's one away now for Francisco Floyd. See if Floyd can tattoo one into the gap somewhere. Two home runs, 15 driven in for the shortstop. First pitch will land on the outside corner for strike one. Floyd had a key three-run home run back in the second game of the doubleheader on Thursday. In the lineup yesterday at third, he was 0-for-3. The 0-1, a swing and a miss as Jimenez got him out in front. No balls and two strikes. And Andy Cuderial continues to warm up in the pen for Charleston as Jimenez's pitch count is now over 70 working here in the fourth. The 0-2 is on the corner. Struck him out right along the outside. A three-pitch K for Jimenez as he has struck out two in a row. His last three outs have been via the K. As the K counter is picking up for Jimenez. And now has a chance for a quick inning, which he needs. Had to work a little bit in the last two. He got through the first in just three batters. After leadoff double to Vasquez, now faces the top of the order for the third time. As the pitch to Caden Morton is low and in the dirt. And it's 1-0. But Morton had a key walk last inning that led to Adam Zebrowski driving him home. And an RBI single to left. A 1-0. A check swing, it's good anyway. Along the outside corner from Jimenez, one ball, one strike. And Morton's been a nice little on-base piece for Augusta as of late. Having a good month of August. 14 hits, 14 walks, and now a 16th game of the month. 1-1, a swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. Got a guy who's looking to become a good leadoff hitter. He has the build for it. He's also got some nice little pop in that bat. He's hit seven home runs this year. As he chokes up a little bit. 1-2 pitches. Vasquez takes off. It's a swing and a miss. And Jimenez will strike out the side in the fourth. So the leadoff double does not come around for the left-hander. He gets three straight Ks, and we are on to the fifth inning. Here from SRP Park, it's 3-1 Augusta on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Two here in the top half of the fifth inning, moving right along here from SRP Park. Nathan Perry starts it off against Ranieri Rodriguez as he pours in a first pitch strike. Up along the inside corner to the left-handed first baseman. One of two in there today for Blake Butera as his River Dogs try and snap a two-game skid here. A one pitch is down and in. One ball, one strike. And I've talked about it in the broadcast already, but a game where Augusta plays with that urgency, feeling like they've got to win this one. Trying to stay within close range to the River Dogs as there's a swing and a miss and a good breaking ball by Rodriguez. And it's 1-2. These are the series right now that you relish as a team trying to catch the front-running club as the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. Buckled them with a slider as they put it down and in, swung through it, and Rodriguez has a strikeout. His second of the night. One gone now for Dyer Castellanos. But the best way to catch a team that you're trailing is to beat them yourselves. And Augusta, after dropping the first three, with that third one really being the toughest one of all, as the first pitch to Castellanos is roped towards left. That's a base hit the opposite way. And that'll snap a run of 13 consecutive retired by Rodriguez to bring the tying run to the plate here in the fifth inning.
Catcher number 16, Julio Meza.
Well, that'll play for the River Dogs as Castellanos, a nice easy swing, serves one up in the left center. And Rodriguez, who's gotten plenty of ground balls today, especially in the early going, will look for another one. Now, Julio Meza at the plate, who hit his first home run back in the opener of this series. Batting in the eighth spot here today for Charleston. First pitch to him is tapped foul with a couple of bounces down the third base side. Blake Butera will pick it up and give it to a fan somewhere. I think he's looking for a River Dog one down there. Found somebody. As an opposing team on the road, you always try and find your own fans first. Tough to find those sometimes. 0-1. A ground ball to short. Double play ball. Floyd to second for one. Exposito to first. That's an inning-ending double play. 6-4-3, and Rodriguez has another 1-2-3 inning. He is locked in. We are off to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway home here from SRP Park. Augusta 3, Charleston 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Halfway home here from SRP Park. Augusta has a 3-1 lead over the Charleston River Dogs. Rachel Speltz with you on the call here from North Augusta. 2, 3, and 4 coming up against a new pitcher for the River Dogs, Ayudi Cortereal. 22-year-old right-hander is working for the 33rd time this year out of the bullpen. First pitch is chopped to third, backing up Vasquez. Long throw off his back foot is wide, and off the bag comes Perry. Exposito will be aboard on a nice throw over there by Vasquez, but just a little wide towards right field, and Perry couldn't keep his toe on the bag. Did the right thing. If you can't stretch out to catch it, you're better off just going off the bag to make sure you grab it rather than it getting by you. And Exposito will be aboard. We'll see how that is scored. Could very well be a base hit flat out for E.J. Exposito as he's now at first. And what was a difficult play nonetheless for Vasquez, who's got a strong throwing arm. And it is indeed a hit for Exposito on the infield. Now David McCabe, as left-handed batter, takes a strike. As Cortereal entering, will make him turn around. First two at-bats came from the right side. Nothing in one to count as Exposito leads off first by a couple of steps. Cortereal, the right-hander, looks in and deals the 0-1. A check swing with a big hook and a miss down and in. Got McCabe to think about a little bit. Cordarrelle has already appeared in this series. He pitched back in the opener through two innings and gave up a pair of runs with two walks and a strikeout. Break-even pitch. McCabe takes one down in again. Two balls and a strike. It's the seventh time he's appeared against Augusta. The Green Jackets have scored six runs on him. Walks have been a bit of an issue. He's walked six in just over seven innings. 2-1. A check swing. It is down and away. Didn't miss by much. And now McCabe in the driver's seat. Three balls and one strike. With Adam Zabrowski set to bat behind him. Augusta leads 3-1. Last run scoring play came off Zabrowski's bat in the third. A throw over to first and back with a dive is Exposito as he sneaks in behind the tag from Perry. Good count for McCabe. 0-2 of the pair of lineouts in this game. The 3-1. McCabe fouls one away. Able to saw one off right behind home. Three balls and two strikes. Another full boat for a Green Jacket hitter. 3-2 the count. Exposito leads off and will dive back in. Close play, but just able to get back. Quick move by Cordarrelle as he gets it over there in a hurry. A two-parter to have a good pickoff move. Number one, you got to be slick. And number two, you got to be quick and accurate. He has all those intangibles. 3-2. McCabe takes the call. Strike three on the inside corner. McCabe turns around and says a few words to Corey Gerber. First one was what? I couldn't tell you what he said after that. Just trying to read his lips, but probably not all entirely friendly for a broadcast. And he is upset. Thought he had ball four right along the inside corner. Ends up being a strikeout for Cordarrelle. He wins the long battle. And now Adam Zabrowski with Exposito still at first. First pitch is a swing and a foul off to the right side. Right off the end for Zebo. It's 0-1. And we've seen plenty of those long payoff pitches for us all throughout the night here as a baseball came in from left field. Corey Gerber caught it, and he'll make the left fielder Christian Johnson go get it out of play. Nothing in one to count to Zabrowski. 1-2 in the game. As mentioned, had the RBI single with two outs to left field. The 0-1 is off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Green Jackets are out hitting Charleston 6-3. Had five of those hits against Antonio Jimenez, who was done after four today. That pitch count just got high for him in a hurry, especially in the second, third inning. Break-even pitch. Breaking ball ripped to left. This one's going to fall in for another hit. Exposito will turn second, but hold up there. And Zabrowski has his second hit in as many at-bats. As he tomahawks one to left. A pair are aboard now for Justin Janis. Seven hits today is the most for the Green Jackets in any game in a series. In the series, against Charleston. As Meza went out to the mound to talk with Cordarrelle, the third mound visit today used by Charleston. And now Janis trying to capitalize with two on and one out. He is 0-1. He drew a walk in the third. Cordarrelle's first pitch is a strike. Inside corner at the knees, 0-1. Didn't see a whole lot of runners in scoring position yesterday for either side. Between the two teams, only seven runners were left on base. Green Jackets only left two out there. Still manufactured enough to win by scoring four times. The 0-1. Janis sends one in the air to center. Should be playable for Castellanos as he moves over to the left center. He'll make the catch. Exposito will bluff. And it's a good decision. A good one-hopper back in towards third. We'll keep him there. At the very minimum, forced a throw. And a sharp one-hopper from Dyer Castellanos, who's drawing the start out in center. And two gone now for Kevin Kilpatrick. A E.J. Exposito at second. Adam Zabrowski not being held on at first. Has a strong lead off the bag. Righty on righty as Cordarrelle looks towards second. The pitch to Kilpatrick is up and away. On a sharp slider. One ball, no strikes. Yesterday, the both teams combined to finish 1-for-9 combined with runners in scoring position. Green Jackets did not have a hit. They were 0-for-4. 1-0 pitch is on the outside corner as Cordarrelle lands it. One ball, one strike. Plug a gap, have a chance to score a couple. Good base runner at second, Exposito. Zabrowski average speed, but he'll be moving on contact, though. Has a big lead as Cordarrelle will step off. One ball and one strike to the center fielder for Augusta. Kevin Kilpatrick from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Break-even pitch. It's in the dirt, and that'll get past Meza. Exposito up to third. Zabrowski will take second. And a base hit makes it a much easier opportunity to bring a pair home.
Just a bit outside.
Two balls and one strike the count. Good hitter's count for Kilpatrick. Braulio Vasquez on deck. He has been a hot hitter. Kilpatrick has one of the seven knocks for Augusta. He's also scored one of the three runs here tonight. Looking to play run producer for the first time. 2-1 is high. On a bit of a cutter that time from the right-handed Cordarrelle. 3-1. Both runners get good leads off their respective bags. 3-1 pitch is fouled back and right off the top of the wire. That one had me jumping. If that hidden hit the top part of the netting, I'm telling you, that is coming right for our booth here. Slight panic attack, but we're all good. Ball three, strike two. Cordarrelle, long look in. The pitch. A swing and a foul. Good cut by Kilpatrick as he hangs in there. Reigns ball three and strike two. Cordarrelle in his first inning of work has thrown 19 pitches, or his next pitch will be his 19th, rather. Augusta, between him and Jimenez, have made them work here today. A lot of foul balls. 3-2 is a bender just off the outside corner. Cordarrelle and the River Dogs thought he had him. Now Kilpatrick will take his base, and they're loaded up for Braulio Vasquez. And now a chance for Augusta to do some damage here. Crooked number possibly in the works if Vasquez can poke one somewhere. Guy was batting nearly 350 against left-handed pitching. He is 19 for 52. First pitch to Braulio. He had a big cut, but he missed. 0-1 the count. Vasquez turns around and asks, was that going to be a strike? Looked like it might have been one anyway. The 0-1. Breaking ball outside. A sharp slider from Cordarrelle. Vasquez didn't bite on that one. 1-1. But you always see hitters chatting with the home plate umpire. They try and get as much insight and knowledge on that strike zone as they can. Even on swings and misses like Vasquez had a few pitches ago. 1-1, chased one in the dirt. That one will slide away from Meza, but he's able to recover quickly as Exposito goes back. And the count is 1-2. It's tough to be a hitter these days, and the more educated you are about what the pitcher throws, what the strike zone is, the better off you are. But the Green Jackets have him loaded up here. Two outs, 1-2 count to Vasquez with the Green Jackets ahead 3-1. Got him half of the fifth. 1-2, Vasquez fouls one back. Into the netting it goes. One ball and two strikes still. E.J. Exposito's at third. Adam Zabrowski at second with Kevin Kilpatrick at first. Left fielder Christian Johnson's playing deep. The other two relatively shallow. 1-2. A swing and another foul. Vasquez hanging tough. We'll get set for a sixth pitch of this at-bat against the Nudie Cordarrelle. As he now comes up near 30 pitches in this inning. There is some watch in the bullpen. A right-hander has been throwing for Charleston. The 1-2. A pitch inside, and that is a foul tip caught by Braulio, or caught by the catcher, Meza. Vasquez said that hit him, and here comes Nestor Perez. But Corey Gerber said it was a foul tip that was caught. Now Nestor Perez is convinced it hit him. So was Braulio Vasquez, who kept his cool about it. And a tough luck to the inning for Augusta. They'll leave him loaded on the strikeout, and we head to the sixth inning. And they will talk about it, so we won't go to break just yet, and we'll see what happens here. I don't think this is going to get overturned, but it's worth the conversation. Maybe the home plate or the base umpire had a look at it, and we'll see if Nobuki Yasuda changes the mind of Corey Gerber. And what's interesting here, though, if it is a hit-by-pitch, it would have been a run for Augusta. However, they will confirm the call. It's a strikeout, and the inning is over. We are through five innings. It's 3-1 Augusta on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Dogs escape a major jam in the fifth as a strikeout of Braulio Vasquez on a possible controversial play, one that he thought hit him, instead called the foul tip that was caught for strike three. So the Green Jackets with 2 hits and a walk don't score. Back to the mound goes Rainery Rodriguez against the bottom part of the order to start, and Christian Johnson, who muscles one back and out of play. Nothing in one the count. Johnson, Suzuki, Williams, 9-1-2 due up for Blake Butera's team. As Rodriguez, through 5 innings, has thrown 50 pitches. 0-1 is outside, and the count is even. 1-1 to the left fielder and Christian Johnson from Jackson, Mississippi. High school draft pick by Tampa Bay as the pitch will come in for a strike. Rodriguez spins one in there. Sticks the landing, it's 1-2. That's one base runner for Rodriguez since the first inning. 1-2. A foul back as Johnson hangs tough on one. Range of 1-2 two strike count. It's just the 11th game for Johnson. He is 6-for-28 at the plate. Does have 2 home runs, however. Green Jackets up 3-1 here in the sixth inning. 1-2. A grounder towards second. This will find its way into right for a base hit. Past the diving E.J. Exposito. That's the 4th hit of the game for Charleston. Leadoff man is aboard. A tying run comes to the plate now in Shane Suzuki. River Dogs had a hit last inning off Diver Castellanos' bat, but got doubled off by Julio Meza on a 6-4-3 and double play ended the inning. And now a fast base run at the plate, but we'll see if Rodriguez can get another double play ball. A throw over to first, and Johnson will dive back in. Close play. A nice sharp throw over there by Rainery. Guy who's eating up some innings here today. In a good spot with his team up by 2 here in the sixth. First pitch to Suzuki is hit in the air. Well struck left center. Could be trouble. Kilpatrick to the wall, and we are tied. It's the second home run of the night for Shane Sasaki. He's responsible for all three runs for Charleston. And we are evened up here in the top of the sixth. A multi-home run performance for Sasaki. And we've got a brand new ball game. A solo home run on the first or the third pitch of the game. First batter. And out one here in the sixth. As Rodriguez now working a tie game. Nobody out with Carson Williams batting. Got a little more distance on that one than he did the first. Nonetheless, it's all the same as the pitch to Williams runs inside. One ball, no strikes. But you figure against a good team like Charleston, three runs might not be quite enough. A 1-0 is outside. 2-0 the count. Now five hits on the board for Charleston. Green Jackets are plus two in that department. 2-0 pitch, a foul off of Adam Zabrowski. Two balls and a strike. Now Augusta has gotten into Charleston's bullpen early. And Antonio Jimenez, the starter for the River Dogs, is now off the hook, but only went four innings in this game, a shorter start for him. Anudi Cortereal had to really work to get through his first inning as Williams takes strike two. Able to pull out the parachute and land the slider. Makes a 2-2 count to Carson Williams, who wasn't in full-time agreement with that one. 2-2 pitch is inside. 3-2 the count as the River Dogs now look to put the go-ahead run on the base paths. Game just over an hour old. We are in the sixth inning in a 3-3 game. The 3-2. It's going to hit him. Would have been ball four anyway, but it hits him right on the back. And Williams will take his base. And that might force a little movement in the bullpen for Augusta. We shall see. But Mike Steed, nonetheless, will come out of the dugout for Augusta to come talk with Rodriguez, who had been on a roll. He had the stretch where he retired 13 in a row. Kind of given up a hit since the first. And now the River Dogs have done a little damage for the last batter. Five batters that Rodriguez has faced has reached on him. Three hits, a hit batter, with one of those knocks being a home run. And again, the good thing for a guy like Rodriguez is he is very capable of getting a double play ball and working himself out of trouble. As home plate umpire Corey Gerber comes to the mound, Braulio Vasquez is in there along with Adam Zabrowski and Mike Stee in the conversation with Rainery as Zabrowski taps his chest and tells him, "You got this." A few extra words for him as he will depart from the mound. And Zabrowski's been a good working man for a lot of these pitchers this year, talking with the hurlers, and that's a big part of where their success has come from. And for most of the season, the starting pitching has been a strong spot for Augusta, and a lot of them have credited that success to the catchers they've worked with. It's a two-part system, of course, not just throwing strikes and good pitches, as the pitch to Spikes is a strike. Good start from that meeting by Rodriguez. It's 0-1. But it's about blocking pitches, keeping things in front, getting that trust for throwing certain pitches in spots. As catchers are out there calling the game themselves, working with the pitcher one-on-one. 0-1 pitch is going to spike in front of home plate, and that's a tough one to block as it'll roll to the backstop. Up to second now goes Carson Williams as he's in scoring position. It was one that bounced on the home plate, and because of that got some extra hop to it and jumped over Adam Zabrowski. One ball, one strike to Spikes. There are bodies stretching down the Green Jacket bullpen. Nobody throwing, though. In a 3-3 game, Charleston trying to come back and take the lead here in the sixth. Break even. A Spike shows bunt, but pushed it off himself. Had the intent of bunting for a hit with possibility to sacrifice with it. And now the count is 1-2. And Rodriguez looking for an out. If he can get it at the plate without Williams moving up, he will certainly take it. Ball one and strike two to Spikes. He is 0-2. A look to second base. A 1-2 pitch is going to hit the outside corner. Right on target for Rainery Rodriguez as he strikes out Ryan Spikes looking as he got him with the slider. Third strikeout for Rodriguez and his first out of the inning. And there's a good start for him now working with the go-ahead run behind him. And now Willie Vasquez at the plate. Guy was hunting to do some damage up there. Inside move to second. Throw there is going to be a little bit late as Williams dives back in. Took him off the bag just slightly. Vasquez 0 for 2. He has grounded out twice. Rodriguez trying to work through six innings. It'll be the third time this year with Augusta if he's able to accomplish it. The pitch is a big chopper to third. It's over the leaping David McCabe into left. And this will give Charleston the lead as Carson Williams score. Vasquez heads for second. He's in a rundown as they throw over to first. As Braulio Vasquez charges him, he'll put the tag on, and he just got him. So they'll catch Willie Vasquez a little too far off the bag as he is out. But he did what he had to do, and he got Carson Williams home on the huge bouncer over David McCabe. And it's now 4-3 Charleston as they scored three runs in the inning. As Augusta, who had scored three unanswered runs to take a 3-1 lead, now finds themselves behind a run. It will be a single and an RBI for Willie Vasquez. Another spiker that just had enough elevation to get over David McCabe, and Williams is moving on contact. I was able to score with ease. Now three runs on three hits this inning for Charleston, and now O'Neill Mansueto with the bases empty. And it's inside for a ball, 1-0. But you never know, that could be a big out for Rodriguez this inning because now they're empty, they're two outs, and he's just one more to get here. 1-0 pitch, check swing, but it's good anyway on the outside corner. And it's 1-1. Helps him hit the reset button a bit. Of course, now Charleston has the lead, but now he can cool down as the 1-1 is low. Change up from Rodriguez, it's 2-1. Pitch. Mansueta fouled one right off the end as he rolls it to the backstop. 2-2. Now Rodriguez has thrown 21 pitches now this inning. His most in any frame in this game so far. 2-2. And a foul off of Adam Zabrowski. Nearly able to squeeze that one. Off the heel of the glove, then the chest protector. As Mansueta will see another one. Augusta will have 8-9-1 coming up. And they're half of the sixth, down 4-3 currently. The 2-2 is up and away, and that will fill up the count. Three balls and two strikes. Unclear if Anudi Cordarreal will come back out for Charleston or if a call to the pen will be made. 3-2, breaking ball inside, he lost him. And Mansueta's aboard. Again, you go back to that last play by Vasquez getting caught between first and second. Now you're talking about first and second with one out, had that not happened. Nathan Perry at the plate. He's the seventh batter of the frame for Charleston. And now looking for some add-on runs as they lead it by one. 4-3 our score here in the top half of inning number six. Big pull shift is on for Perry. There's nobody near third as the pitch is a strike. And so in one. David McCabe is about as far off of third as one could be. There is not a soul within 30, 40 feet of that bag. The 0-1. A bouncing ball to first. Easy play for Braulio Vasquez, who will grab it, backtrack to first, and end the inning. But the River Dogs take the lead on a two-run home run by Shane Sasaki, followed by an RBI single by Willie Vasquez. And we are through five and a half now. It's a 4-3 lead for the River Dogs. Augusta back into comeback mode on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Herbadog's back in front. It's a 4-3 lead for the visitors here in the bottom of the sixth. They score three times in the sixth. Shane Suzuki hit a second home run. A two-run homer in the left center. Willie Vasquez gave him the lead with a bouncing ball in the left. And now Ethan Werkinger, Francisco Poy, Caden Morton will come up to face Ayudi Cortereal, who's in for a second inning of work. Now the bases loaded last frame, did not give up a run though. First pitch to Werkinger, is a big cut and a miss. 0-1. James Acuna is up in the bullpen for Augusta. He's likely going to have the seventh. Rodriguez threw the ball well tonight as the 0-1 pitch is off the outside corner. It's 1-1. Had the tough sixth inning, three runs on three hits, but otherwise a nice little run in those middle innings. Break-even pitch. Werkinger out in front of a spinner from Cortereal. It's 1-2. Werkinger looking to get on base for the second time. 1-2. It's in the dirt. Got a breaking ball from Cortereal. Two balls, two strikes. This is the part of the game yesterday when Augusta started their rally. Scored two times. Took the lead. Didn't look back as the bullpen held down the fort. 2-2. It's up. 3-2 the count. Cortereal gave up two hits last inning. EJ Exposito and Adam Zabrowski each had one. Walked Kevin Kilpatrick, but struck out Braulio Vasquez to end the inning on a foul tip. 3-2. A swing and a liner right center. This one's going to hang up there as Shane Suzuki will give way to O'Neill Manzueta, who makes the catch. As the two converge near each other, right fielder for Charleston puts it away. And that's out number one. And on Francisco Floyd with the bases still empty. Green Jackets just looking for a base runner as both defensive players get back to their spots. First pitch to Francisco is going to hit the outside edge. That's 0-1. Floyd moved out on it, but just got enough of that corner. The 0-1. Breaking ball waved and fouled off the catcher, Meza. And just like that, it's 0-2. Cortereal trying to settle in a little bit. Through 26 pitches in that first outing out of the pen, or that first inning, rather. 0-2. A swing and a miss, and he struck him out on three. Sharp slider away from him, and he got him to swing through it. Floyd is now 0-for-3 today. And now Caden Morton comes up. Morton scored the last run for Augusta in the third inning. He bats with two outs and the base is empty. First pitch hangs outside for a ball as he starts him with a breaking ball. One ball, no strikes to Morton. He's reached once in three tries today with that walk. 1-0 pitch, sharp liner foul. As that will break out of play. One ball, one strike to the left fielder for Augusta. And all three of Augusta's runs here today have come with two outs. So never say never. Matter of fact, they started something out with nobody on and two outs in the second as the pitch is outside from Cortereal. Two balls and a strike. And Augusta, for the most part, has been a pretty good two-out offense this year. 2-1 is outside, 3-1. And percentage-wise, you look at any sort of roster makeup of a team, two-strike hitting, two-out hitting, typically lower than most, knowing the pressure's on you. The 3-1 pitch is a laser to short, but it's caught by Carson Williams. You can't hit as much harder as Caden Morton just did, but no results on it. And that's a 1-2-3 inning. We're through six now here from SRP Park. It is a lead of 4-3 for Charleston on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet. Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Randy Rodriguez will start the seventh for Augusta. 4-3 River Dogs here in game six of this series as the pitch is down and in to the center fielder, Castellanos. One ball, no strikes. Rodriguez is now at 77 pitches as he starts this frame. 1-0 pitch is down and in over the shoot tops. Consecutive sliders missed by Rodriguez. 2-0. And James Acuna continues to warm in the bullpen. He's ready to go. 2-0. A ground ball fouled on the first base side. It's 2-1. And if Rodriguez is able to get through the seventh inning scoreless, he'd be a huge help to Augusta, who's trying to make sure they can manage those arms for tomorrow. 2-1 pitch is inside. 3-1. Of course, when you had the doubleheader this week on Thursday, had to exhaust a little bit more pitchers to get through the week, and now Rainery trying to carry them perhaps at least through part of the sixth or the seventh inning. 3-1 pitch is off the inside, and that's a walk to Castellanos. Leadoff man is on for Charleston here in the seventh inning. And now it's Julio Meza. Castellanos and Meza were the only two River Dogs who did not hit in the sixth inning when they scored three times on three hits. Now Rodriguez hunts another double play. First pitch to Meza is going to tail outside. He missed. One ball, no strikes as Rodriguez starting to fight the command a little bit. Infield playing back, a little pinch towards the second base bag. Runner goes, 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. Zabrowski snaps it down. It's a high throw that'll trickle into right center. Up to third goes Castellanos. And there's another run in scoring position, 90 feet closer for the River Dogs. On a bit of a sailed throw, and now here comes Nestor Perez out of the box to argue that Meza fell over the plate. And Nestor Perez not too pleased about it. You can call out a runner or at least push him back to first base if you deem that the batter fell over the plate and interfere with the throwing lane of the catcher. You're entitled to the batter's box, but the moment you fall out of it and interfere with the throw is when an umpire can step in. Break-even pitch, a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. That's something that's worked exclusively against the Green Jackets this year. We've seen a few times where the batter falls over the plate, and you do that, you're susceptible to being called out by the umpire. 1-2 pitch. A ground ball towards first. Diving stop. Vasquez. Runners is coming home. He will score. Race to first. Won't get him. Castellanos will score. Vasquez made a great play on it, but Rodriguez got over there a little bit late. Castellanos watched it for a second and then took off. But nonetheless, Charleston manufactures another run as Julio Meza brings in Castellanos on the infield hit. And that is where that error comes in to haunt Augusta as Nestor Perez will not come get the ball from Rennery Rodriguez. So the lead is now 5-3 for Charleston. Rodriguez will depart here. After six-plus innings on the mound, he faces two batters, and they will make the call to James Acuna in the bullpen. Rodriguez emptied the tank, but River Dogs do some damage before he exits as he will leave this one. Tip of the cap, though. Good bounce-back effort for Rodriguez. Acuna coming in to try and help him out. At the Green Jackets trail now 5-3 here in the top of the seventh.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Over here in the seventh for Augusta after the first two reach for the River Dogs as the slider specialist is on for the 23rd time this year. He's made two short spot starts, 52 Ks and 45 innings for James. He will come in to face Christian Johnson, the number nine hitter for the River Dogs. A walk and a single on the infield has manufactured a run for Charleston after a stolen base and an error was in between that. As Acuna faces Johnson, he bats from the right side as Acuna's first pitch is a show of bunt, and he bunted through it for a strike. 0-1, trying to sack him over. Nothing in one to Johnson. Acuna appeared back in Wednesday's game. He threw three innings, struck out four. Did give up a home run, however. The 0-1 pitch, he shows again, pulled back, a snap throw down to first, off balance, as Vasquez even lost his balance over at first, but he knocks it down with the glove. As Zabrowski, I think, stepped on the plate and slipped on it as the rug pulled on him. Unfortunately for him, that ball didn't bounce away from Braulio Vasquez. That's possibly two bases there. Now Meza's back, one ball, one strike. Augusta trails here, 5-3 here in the seventh inning. Down 5.5 to the Stains, and the Charleston River Dogs can get it down to 4.5 with a comeback win now. Johnson shows, and he pushes it down the first base side, foul. And the count is 1-2. Now Acuna putting together a very strong season for Augusta, ERA right at 3, and a 3-2 record. Led the club in appearances last year with 32. And used a little bit more extended this year. And, of course, the amount of sliders he throws takes a little bit more stress on that arm. 1-2 pitch is off the outside as he threw him a heater. It's 2-2. And Acuna will throw that slider at any count. And it's helped him become a good strikeout pitcher out of the pen. 2-2. A swing and a foul back into the netting. And Johnson will stay alive. Got everything started last inning for the River Dogs with the leadoff hit in the sixth. He came in on the two-run homer by Shane Sasaki, his second of the game. Two-two. A wave and a miss. Struck him out with the slider. And down goes Johnson. Good start for Acuna, but now he gets Shane Sasaki, who has homered twice in this game. Two home runs, three driven in for Sasaki with those two home runs combined. And Speedster faces James Acuna. First pitch is roped down the left field line. That's a fair ball past David McCabe. He'll be cut off by Moore, and he fumbles it for a second. That allowed Meza to get the third, and Sasaki up the second. Now, what had a shot to be a double anyway? But as he neared that corner, he kind of slid into it and popped out of his glove for a short second, as that will result in an extra base hit for Sasaki, who now has three hits in the game. And now Charleston has a chance to jump their lead up a little further here. Second and third and one out for Carson Williams. I'm not sure if Meza and Sasaki move up. If Morton doesn't have that slight bobble, infield will move in for Augusta. They're on the edge of the grass as the pitch is going to drop in for a strike from Acuna. That's the 25th double of the year for Sasaki, who I think was going to double anyway, but had to make sure Meza was running. They want to run him off the bag. No balls and a strike. Acuna working from the stretch as both runners get their leads. The 0-1. A swing and a liner foul down the right field side. It'll get out of play. 0-2 the count. Now Williams is a very productive hitter, especially against Augusta this year, but he is a guy who will strike out. Team leader in that category with 145. 0-2. A swing and a miss. And right on cue, Acuna punches him out for the second out of the seventh. And now an out anywhere gets Acuna and the Green Jackets back to the dugout. The deficit just two runs. As here comes Ryan Spikes. Julio Meza's at third. Shane Sasaki at second. 5-3 River Dogs here in the top of the seventh. First pitch to Spikes. He had a hack, but he missed. Acuna challenged him inside, unable to turn it around. 0-1 to the second baseman. He's 0-3 today. River Dogs now own the hit column, 8-7. 0-1. A wave and a miss again. That slider is working well tonight for Acuna. No throw to you at any time, and that's the off-balance part for opposing hitters. Even in fastball counts, he'll spin one by you. Spikes is down 0-2. Here's the pitch, and he missed down away. Tried the slider, didn't bite on it. Acuna facing the third-round pick by Tampa Bay in last year's draft. That's been a nice addition to the River Dogs lineup after a couple of months on the shelf with an injury to start the year. 1-2. A foul back into the wire. Spikes will stay alive. Acuna's been very efficient out there. 13 pitches, 11 for strikes. Sasaki had the double on him. Didn't do any damage, but Spikes can possibly bring in two if he sends one to the outfield. 1-2. A grounder up the middle. Exposito is there. He'll play it on a hop, fire over to Vasquez, and get the out. Slowed down a little bit as it hit the mound, but they make the play, and Charleston strands two, but they do score one. We stretch from SRP Park. It's 5-3 River Dogs on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered.
Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too.
But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Bottom half of the seventh, they manufacture another run on an infield hit by Julio Meza. There is a new pitcher on for Charleston, right-hander Jack Schneider. With the River Dogs up a deuce, top of the order coming up for Augusta. DJ Exposito, David McCabe, and Adam Zabrowski. First pitch to Exposito is outside from Schneider. One ball, no strikes. It's the 29th appearance for Schneider. He's got seven saves this year. Might be looking for some extended work. 1-0 pitch, a breaking ball ripped to left but foul. Right behind Nestor Perez as that one will head near the bullpen. One ball, one strike. Schneider has appeared 26 prior times at Charleston, made two outs in Bowling Green. You have 5 runs and 4 1/3 as the 1-1 is off the outside corner. 2 balls and a strike. He pitched earlier in this series back Wednesday night through a scoreless inning. The 2-1. Fastball popped up foul first base side. Over to check it out is the first baseman, and it's out of play as Nathan Perry runs out of room. 1-2 to E.J. Exposito. It's the 5th time Schneider has faced the Green Jackets. He's given up just 1 run in under 9 innings. 8 2/3 on the mound. Facing a whole new cast of characters, what he's used to seeing, though. 2-2 is high, and we'll go to the backstop. 2-2 the count. Green Jackets got some power bats coming up behind Exposito. McCabe, Zabrowski in particular. If anybody gets on, Justin Janis will get in that bat. The pitch to Exposito is popped up foul again. Will this one get out of play? Perry will give it a look, and it does, in fact, get out. And we'll try it again. 3-2 to E.J. Exposito. 1 notable score update for both of these teams. The Columbia Fireflies are trailing at home to Kannapolis 5-1. Fireflies will need to rally to beat the Cannonballers. They've won 8 in a row. 3-2 pitch is a high pop-up. This one will stay in play. Foul territory. Meza calls for it and will make the catch as he tumbles to the ground. Able to hold on to it, and Exposito is the first out of the seventh for Augusta. Sent that one a mile high, and never easy for a catcher up the elevator shaft, especially with their mitt. Not as easy to squeeze those high ones. And now it's David McCabe. Base is empty for McCabe. That's his left-hander against Schneider as they put the pull shift down for him. Pitch is a strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. The 0-1 is just off the outside. 1-1 the count. 5-3 Charleston, bottom half of the seventh. 3 runs in the sixth. The big difference for Charleston is that catapulted them back into the lead. Break-even pitch. McCabe had a cup, but he got tied up on one. Yeah, Schneider worked him inside. 1-2. Schneider, the right-hander from Chicago, Illinois, and Western Carolina University. Pitched independently last year for Schaumburg. The 1-2. A swing and a slow tapper foul behind home as McCabe just hangs in on one. Trying to put himself on possibly as the tying run here in the inning. Or they bring the tying run to the plate, rather. What Adam Zabrowski do next? 1-2. A swing and a foul. It's caught by Meza, and that will complete the strikeout. A K for Schneider. 2 up and 2 down for him here in the seventh. As Adam Zabrowski will come up.
Catcher number 28, now currently cleanup hitter, Adam Zabrowski.
Ready on ready matchup. First pitch to Zabrowski is inside and off the glove of Meza. Unable to frame it as he didn't catch it clean. 1-0. Zabrowski is 2-for-3. Singles in his last two at bats. His first one drove in a run. That made it 3-1 at the time. 1-0 pitch, check swing. They ask at first. He did not go, says Nobuki Yasuda. 2-0 to the Green Jacket catcher. Jack Schneider is the third pitcher used today by Charleston. Came in for Anudi Cortereal, who threw two scoreless. 2-0 is on the outside corner. Pins a spinner there. Two balls and a strike. Two innings for Cortereal. He struck out three with a walk. You have two hits, but nobody scored. 2-1 is up and away, but called a strike right on the corner. And Zabrowski walks out of the box and says a few words, and Corey Gerber will chat with him about it. At that time, call gave him a few extra seconds to say some additional thoughts, but Zabrowski not a huge fan of that call. Now it's 2-2. Schneider deals, and he missed away. Ball three, strike two now. 53 RBIs now in the year for Zeebo after his early RBI. He leads the team. A swing and a liner to left. And it's a three-hit game for Adam Zabrowski. Barreled up another one as he swings one through the left side. Tying run will come up in Justin Janis. We'll see if Augusta can do some more two-out damage here. Down 5-3. They win today. They'll win three in a row. Force a rubber match tomorrow. A seventh game of the series to decide who wins it. First pitch to Janis is ripped down the left field line. It is twisting, and it is a foul ball just to the left of the chalk. Otherwise, that might have been a run. If it hits the chalk, any part of it, it's a fair ball. And it dropped a few inches to the left. And a lot of slice on that ball as it just kept tailing down that line. And almost a near extra base shot for Janis ends up being, and I'm an 0-1 count. Straight up defense for Charleston as Janis tries to poke one into any of those gaps. 0-1, a tomahawk swing. He pops it up foul, third base side. Willie Vasquez, a long run after it, is going to run out of room by about four rows. Good hustle on it, though. 0-2 the count. Janis in protection mode against Jack Schneider, who is about to throw his 21st pitch of the inning. The 0-2. It's down and in. Good block by Meza as he sails one into the dirt. On ball and two strikes. Two steps off the bag for Zabrowski over at first. Not a huge lead. The 1-2 is inside. Trains him up a little bit. Two balls, two strikes. Kevin Kilpatrick due next. He comes up. He'd be the go-ahead run here in the seventh. The 2-2. And he's swinging a miss. He tied him up on the fastball down and in as he ambushed him to end the inning. Green Jackets get a two-out base runner, but do not score. And we are through seven now. Charleston 5, Augusta 3 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Mud hens from your trash pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. And maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Charleston, top half of the eighth. Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park. James Acuna will get the middle third for the River Dogs as the team trails by two. Four unanswered by Charleston has them up by a pair. First pitch to Willie Vasquez. He show bunt and will push it foul right into the batter's box down the left side. 0-1 to Vasquez. He is 1-for-3 today. Had a big bouncer towards third his last time up that got over David McCabe into the left. Score the go-ahead run in Carson Williams. 0-1 is a ball down and away. As he fired in a fastball, one ball, one strike. Testa has not scored since the third. It's been a while for them since their last hit as well. Don't have one since the fifth. 1-1 pitch, a big yanker foul by Vasquez. One ball and two strikes. Vasquez won Carolina League Player of the Week last time Augusta saw Charleston after he had a pair of home runs and 10-plus RBIs in that week's worth series. 1-2 pitch. He got him swinging. Went right through the slider, and James Acuna stays hot on the mound. That is his third strikeout upon his entry last inning, and now it's O'Neill Mansueta. Three straight retired by Acuna, faces Mansueta. First pitch, a wave and a miss. That slider has been A-plus tonight for Acuna. Locating it and getting a lot of whiffs. Just what you're looking for. The 0-1 is down and away. One ball on one strike as Acuna fed him another curve or another slider. One ball, one strike. Break-even pitch is inside. That hit Mansueta up along the arm, and he will take first. So one on-base runner for Charleston is Mansueta. Wears one. He's in a little bit of pain, it appears, as he'll take his time going down towards first. And now Nathan Perry comes up. And a 5-3 lead for the River Dogs here in the top of the eighth. Acuna looking to get this to the bottom half with still a two-run deficit. As Mansueta shakes it off as it got him right on the right arm. Now Acuna will hunt for a double play ball. Nathan also gives us a shot to take a drive around the league, looking at some Carolina League scores presented by Easy Go. Some have concluded. Most are near the end. First pitch to Perry. He had a huge cut, but he missed. It's 0-1. Carolina has won five in a row against Fayetteville. They beat him 3-1 today. Myrtle Beach Pelicans lose again. They fall 6-5 at Down East. Wood Ducks took the lead in the bottom of the eighth. On just four hits, they win the game by one. As the Pelicans continue to struggle. No one pitch is down and away, 1-1. Kannapolis 5, Columbia 2. That's in the top of the ninth. Now 66 miles from here, to be exact. Cannonball is looking to snap their losing streak. Delmarva and Salem tied at 3 in the ninth inning. Lynchburg 7, Fredericksburg nothing in the sixth inning. Runner goes, 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Zabrowski fires it down, and it's going to be a little bit late. Mansueta, foot-first slide into the bag, nearly came off, but kept the toe on it. Peace steals second. He's in scoring position now as the count is 1-2 to Perry. And now another key add-on run for Charleston, now in scoring position. and time is called. A pitch clock violation, I beg your pardon, on Acuna. I'll make it 2-2. Lynchburg scored 7 runs in the 4th inning against the Frednats. That's a 7-0 game. No Cats are playing some good baseball. Frednats are slowly losing their lead in this North Division. They were up by a lot a few weeks ago as a 2-2 pitch is inside, and that hit them. Consecutive hit batters for James Acuna as he lost him on a 2-2 pitch. Tried to come in with the slider, but instead got him on the arm. And now it's 1st and 2nd. 1 out for Dyer Castellanos. Still in the spot now for Acuna. Double play ball is in effect here with runners at 1st and 2nd. It's in Castellanos who's reached his last 2 times up. That's as a left-hander. First pitch to Castellanos is way outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Castellanos, 22 years of age. Trying for the left-hand side, 5'11". 1-0. A swing and a miss. Gassed him up that time. It evens the count. 1 ball, 1 strike. A native of Venezuela. Double play depth pinched up the middle for Acuna as he looks back towards second. The break-even pitch is inside. That'll get by Zabrowski. And both runners will move up. That's had a tough time coming inside with that slider. That was another one. It didn't hit Castellanos, but it got by Zabrowski. And now a huge spot up coming here. 2nd and 3rd. 1 out. And a 2-1 count to Castellanos. And a pair of hit batters now could be 1 hit away from scoring. And Zabrowski talks with Acuna quick. And will now walk back towards home plate. Two balls and a strike to Castellanos. Infield will move in for Augusta. They're going to go for the runner at home if it's hit to one of them. And I'm on his way to breaks for the plate. 2-1. A foul as the defensive hacked one out of play. Got one out of the top of the left field bleachers. Count is even. 2-2 to Castellanos. Acuna looking for another strikeout. His next pitch will be 31 of this outing. 2-2. A grounder up towards second. That's a base hit into right center. Monsueto will score. Perry right behind him. Towards second goes Castellanos. And he is out there as he's gunned out by Kilpatrick. But 2-run score on the 2-run single by Dyer Castellanos. It's now 7-3. Just past the infield. If they're playing back, they might actually have that one. But that's the risk you take as you try and cut down that runner. As it is now a 4-run lead for Charleston. Largest deficit of the night for Augusta as the River Dogs have scored in 3 straight innings. And now Julio Meza as the first pitch comes inside. It's a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. And 2 hit batters come around. And Acuna especially frustrated with the 1 to Perry as the 1-0 is blooped in the infield. E.J. Exposito right behind the bag will put him away. That will end the inning, but Charleston adds on 2 more. And through 7.5, it's now 7-3. Green Jackets down by 4 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Behind by four runs, six unanswered for the River Dogs. Makes it a 7-3 game here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Three runs in the sixth, one in the seventh, and two more in the eighth on a two-run single by Dyra Castellanos. And Jack Schneider will face Kevin Kilpatrick to start the inning. As Kilpatrick bats from the right side, there's now some action in the Green Jacket bullpen. And on the first pitch, Kilpatrick rifles one foul down the right field line. That'll get out of play, 0-1. Peyton Williams is in the bullpen for Augusta. He's going to have the ninth. Cunha gets two innings out of the pen for the Green Jackets. Now the offense trying to battle back here. 0-1 is away as Schneider now even the count with Kevin Kilpatrick. Normal depth for the infield all the way around. Same for the outfield as the break-even pitch is smoked to right, and this one's going to drop in. Flares one the other way, and Kevin Kilpatrick has his second hit of the game. Here's a start. Leadoff man is on for Braulio Vasquez. Vasquez gets on, tying run comes to the on-deck area. Don't need it all back here. Get at least two, maybe three. First pitch to Vasquez, he tried to bunt, but he fouled it back. Shows the emotion jumping back into the box, 0-1. Now Schneider's been a tough one in the bullpen for Charleston. He's given up just two runs this month. Two earned runs, that is. ERA just over three. Has been unscored upon in five of his last seven outings. 0-1 is outside, one ball, one strike. And I guess it just has one run and about 10 innings against him this year. One ball, one strike as Schneider takes a breath and deals as Vasquez shows again but bunted through it as it goes into the mitt of the catcher Julio Meza. It's 1-2. At the bottom of the order, trying to stir something up here. It's done some damage already in this game. Trying to get it back to the top with an opportunity for a crooked number. 1-2. Vasquez off the end. Pops it up. Foul and out of play. Over near first. One ball and two strikes. A 1-2 pitch. A fastball waved at and sent to left center. This one's going to get down. Kilpatrick races for third. He'll get there. Vasquez headed for second. That throw is going to be late. A hustle double for Braulio Vasquez, and there are two in scoring position with nobody out. If there's one man who can turn that into two, it is Braulio Vasquez, as he was thinking it the whole way. A throw that was just a tad off was the difference as Vasquez got his foot in there for the two-bagger. It's a three-hit game for Braulio. He's now got an on-base streak as well, up to 15 games. Tying run on deck in Francisco Floyd. Ethan Werkinger is the batter now. Two great base runs in scoring position. First pitch is a big chopper behind the mound. Played by Vasquez. He'll go to first out there. Here comes Kilpatrick. He'll score. Just got through the revolving door on an awkward base running play, but Kilpatrick does score. And it's now 7-4. Very, very, very close. Certainly don't want to get cut down there. But he is able to score. Vasquez did not move up. Not the end of the world. He's likely scoring on a base hit anyway. But Augusta does manufacture one. Third RBI of the game for Ethan Werkinger. I don't think either base runner really had a great read on where that ball was bouncing to, as the pitch to Floyd is fouled off the end as they'll roll to the backstop, and it's 0-1. But it almost looked like initially that was going to bounce right back to Schneider, but it got over the top of him. And that's when Kilpatrick decided to give it a shot and scored, and just had the speed to get in there. Didn't slide, just ran to home. 0-1 is on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. But that would have been a tough one to swallow if they would have cut down Kilpatrick. You need runs, but you don't want to get anyone thrown out at home. Vasquez leads off second. The 0-2, a bouncing ball towards second. Spikes has it, looks to third, but will Risley just go to first with it? And he will take care of the man there for out number two. Two gone now for Caden Morton. And Vasquez now 90 feet away. If Augusta can get at least two here, get yourself in a little bit more of a reasonable spot with the top of the order coming up for the ninth. Now a 7-4 game. An additional run stands at third. Snyder's pitch to Caden is hit deep to left field. And this ball's going to fly. An A-plus bat flip to go with it. And it's a one-run game. 7-6 the score. Home run number 8 for Caden Morton. And the Green Jackets are back in business. They've got some fight back, and now here comes the tying run to the plate in E.J. Exposito. You can put that in the conversation as well for best bat flip of the year. Gave that a nice little flip into the air. Two-run bomb for Morton. 7-6 game. First pitch to E.J. Exposito's a strike. That brings some life back into the crowd. First home run for Morton in a month as the 0-1's a swing and a miss. And it's 0-2 quickly to E.J. Exposito. And Augusta down 4 in this inning to start. Have pulled within 1. The 0-2 pitch is down in the dirt. One ball and 2 strikes. A 1-2 pitch is just off the outside corner. 2 balls and 2 strikes to E.J. Exposito. He already has a home run this series. Does he have one in him here? He's the tying run. 2-2 pitch. A wave and a miss. Schneider struck him out with a slider. And Exposito is the third out of the inning. But Augusta is within a run after a 2-run homer by Caden Morton. Final inning coming up. It's Augusta trailing Charleston 7-6 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
7-6 score. We are in the top of the ninth inning. Green Jackets get three, an RBI from Ethan Werkinger, two-run homer by Caden Morin. It's a 7-6 game as Peyton Williams takes over on the mound. Another good slider pitcher faces Christian Johnson. First pitch is a strike. On the outside corner, got a check swing on it. No balls, one strike the count. As Williams is the third pitcher used tonight by Augusta, relieving James Acuna. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss with the gas. No balls and two strikes as Williams comes in as one of the hotter pitchers out of the Green Jacket pen. This is his 27th appearance. The 0-2, a slider outside. And the count is 1-2 to the nine hitter Christian Johnson. Williams has not been scored upon his last 8 3rd innings. He appeared back earlier this week against Charleston. 1-2 pitch, grounded near short. Floyd backhands, throw from shallow left is on the money, and they take care of Johnson to start the inning. Floyd's got a big arm over there and put it right on the dot to take care of Johnson. One up and one down the ninth. And now here comes Shane Sasaki. 6-3 on that last put out. There's action currently down in the bullpen for Charleston. Like you can see, a new pitcher for the ninth, you'd figure. As the lead is currently one. First pitch to Sasaki, half swing, but he tapped it foul behind home. 0-1 the count. Roel Garcia is the pitching warming up for Charleston. The 0-1. A swing and a liner deep to right. Going back, Werkinger, he looks up, and it is off the bottom of the wall in right field. Sasaki racing towards third. Exposito will come up throwing there on a hop. It's late, and Sasaki ends up with a three-bagger. That's his fourth hit of the night. He's now a single short of the cycle. Two homers, a double, and a triple, and now he's a key insurance run for Charleston here in the ninth inning. If there's one spot you can triple, that is the place here at SRP Park. Yeah, Sasaki dropped one in there. And now the infield once again will have to come in with Carson Williams at the plate. Well, Augusta down by one. Charleston looking to go up by two runs at least heading into the bottom half of this inning. Williams facing Carson Williams. First pitch is a strike. Outside corner, it's 0-1. Williams is 1-for-3. A single, two strikeouts, and also got hit by a pitch. The 0-1, a grounder foul down the third base side, nothing in two. The 0-2 is high as Williams missed for the fastball. One ball, two strikes as Peyton Williams faces Carson Williams. A good reliever against a really good hitter. 1-2, it's in the dirt. Good block by Zabrowski as he keeps it out in front. Two balls and two strikes. Williams is regaining that end of the season form he had last year in Augusta. Missed some time with injury. I came back and finished the year 7-for-7 in save chances. And now his job is to keep this at a one-run game. 2-2. A half swing. Did he go? They ask. He did not, says Nobuki Yasuda. Green Jackets thought they may have had a swing there. Yasuda says, I don't think so. And the count will go to 3-2 on Williams with Ryan Spikes due next. Williams trying to get Carson Williams at the plate. 3-2, a fly ball is well struck deep into center. Racing back, Kilpatrick, he looks up, and it's off the top of the wall in the batter's eye. It's a two-run homer for Carson Williams. And that is a huge snatch and back for Charleston as Williams goes yard. That's his 16th of the year, and the lead is back to three. It's 9-6. What was a coulda, woulda, shoulda there for Peyton Williams? He nearly got Carson Williams on the pitch prior with that half swing. And now they take the life right back out of the crowd. It is 9-6 on the third home run of the game by the River Dogs. hit up the top of the yellow padding, 390 feet away, and it hit right off the batter's eye. Good enough for a home run. And now Ryan Spikes says the first pitch is down and away, and it's 1-0. He's up and away. One ball, one strike. By a matter of inches, Carson Williams gives his team a three-run cushion, really on both ends with the prior swing and then the home run. 2-0. A slow chopper foul behind home by Spikes. Two balls and a strike. Williams working behind Spikes. He's hitless today, 0 for 4. Infield's back, 2-1 pitch is high. Now 3-1 to Spikes, number three hitter in the order for Charleston. Three-one pitch is a high pop-up to left field. Caden Morton will cruise underneath it, make the catch, and Spikes is out for the second of the inning. Just got underneath that one. Two gone now for Willie Vasquez. First pitch to Vasquez is behind him. And Willie Vasquez stares back at him. Williams not doing anything intentional there. One that just got away, it appeared. One ball, no strikes. One 0 pitch. A broken back grounder to second. E.J. Exposito will move over, flip to first, and that will be the inning. But Charleston gets two huge runs on a two-run homer by Carson Williams. Last call for the River, for the Green Jackets, 7-9-6 Charleston. We head to the bottom of the ninth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
In Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. Maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Last call for Augusta. They trail 9-6 here as we play in the bottom half of the ninth inning. David McCabe, Adam Zabrowski, Justin Janis are the do-up hitters for the Green Jackets, and they will face right-hander Roel Garcia as he will take over for the ninth. This is his first appearance on the mound as he will come in to face the middle third of the order, right-hander from Rice. As just called up earlier this week, coming up from the Florida Complex League as Roel Garcia from Clear Lake, Texas, 14th round pick for the Rays, will come in to face the Green Jackets. Made one appearance down in Florida, two strikeouts, one walk, and a scoreless inning back. And last week's action for him, he'll get McCabe, Zabrowski, and Janis. Augusta's down by three with the big swing coming on the two-run homer by Carson Williams last inning. River Dogs have scored in the last four innings, and this was not too long ago, a 3-1 game. It's now 9-6. See if Augusta has a little late inning magic for him today. Orel Garcia's first pitch to David McCabe will catch the inside corner, and it's 0-1. A triple and a home run last inning gives the River Dogs three runs to support, and Garcia is now on for a safe try in his first appearance in A-ball. The 0-1 to McCabe. He's swinging a pop-up. In a shallow left, Carson Williams will call for it and make the catch. A few steps into the grass, one out for Garcia here in the ninth inning. And now here comes Adam Zabrowski. Green Jackets need some base runners here. Righty on righty matchup. First pitch to Zabrowski's in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Garcia missed all of two seasons with injuries at Rice in 2019 and 2020, which was shortened anyway. Had spent six years with the Owls, originally drafted by Toronto back in 2019 as a 27th rounder. Improved his stock after a strong final year with Rice. 1-0 is to the backstop as it sails over Zabrowski. Two balls and no strikes. 50 Ks and 45 and two-thirds innings for Garcia. Got a 4.73 earned run average. Green Jackets got three runs last inning. Can they put at least three on the board here? Garcia's 2-0 pitch. A swing and a foul right over the top of us. Two balls and one strike. Two-one, a half swing could not hold up. And the count's 2-2 to Zabrowski, who I think wants some new batting gloves. And this is a big out for Garcia. Would love to get the first two, put you in a comfortable spot. He's just one out. With three runs to support to cushion him in his first ever appearance. Ball two, strike two to Zabrowski. He's got three hits here today. The 2-2 pitch. A call, strike three. Fastball on the outside corner, and Augusta is down to their final out. An opportunity for Charleston to gain one on the next two teams in the standings. Kannapolis beat Columbia tonight 5-2. Snapped the 8-game win streak for the Fireflies. River Dogs had a game and a half lead over Columbia entering today. 5.5 over Augusta. First pitch to Justin Janis is down and in. Home ball, no strikes. Garcia going to take an extra time as he strolls around the mound. One ball, no strikes, the count. And now here comes his catcher to talk with him. Janis gets aboard. It gets interesting with the tying run on deck. And that man would be Braulio Vasquez. Green Jackets looking for the rally tomahawk chop in the red uniforms here tonight. One ball, no strikes. Garcia deals, and it's high. 2-0 the count. Niner fans, after we're done, post-game show presented by Easy Go follows our broadcast. A liner to the left, going back near the track where the play is the left fielder Johnson, and the Charleston River Dogs have won the series with a 9-6 win here on Saturday night. They've won four of the six matchups. We will conclude this series tomorrow as Garcia pitches a 1-2-3 ninth in his debut. Good one here tonight. Augusta Falls just short. As we wrap things up, coming up on the Easy Go postgame show on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Welcome into the Easy Go postgame show here from SRP Park. It is a final here tonight as the Green Jackets fall just short at the hands of the Charleston River Dogs. 9-6 the final. Got into a back-and-forth game in the later innings, but the River Dogs use run-scoring innings in the final four frames to top Augusta 9-6. They win the series here as they've won four of the first six, and we will wrap things up tomorrow with Augusta now attempting to salvage three games in the series. Foul numbers of the ball game: Augusta, 6 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors, left 8 runners on base. Charleston, 9 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They stranded 3. Time of the ball game tonight, 2 hours and 24 minutes in front of a paid attendance of 4,874. Time now for the it guy of the ball game. Adam Zabrowski will take home these honors with a 3-for-5 night at the plate as he came through with 3 singles all consecutively, including an RBI single in the third inning. Our WOW phone, internet, and cable play of the ball game: Caden Morton with a two-run blast in the eighth inning. His eighth of the year, a no-doubter, as Augusta used that to pull within one. However, would fall again just short with 2 runs coming in the ninth to give Charleston just some extra cushion to get to the finish line. Tomorrow, the Green Jackets and River Dogs will wrap up this series at 5:05 local time here in North Augusta. On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer, starts at 4:45 as Jorge Bautista will face Over Galloway in the series finale, same starting matchup we saw back in game number one. Otherwise, that is all for us here tonight from SRP Park. My name is Mitchell Spelt, saying so long and good night from SRP Park. Have a great rest of your Saturday night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Good night.